Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this first service of 2021 from Olney Baptist Church. We give you a very warm welcome and also wish you a very happy new year. My name is Sid Bond and I am one of the elders at the church. This is a service of praise and worship, and the message this morning is from the Old Testament. Two readings, 1 Samuel chapter 15 and Proverbs chapter 3. And our verses for the week are as follows. They're from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our great Heavenly Father, here we are in a new year and still relying on your grace and mercy. We thank you that you do not change, and we can be confident of your love and forgiveness. Help us to worship you and to learn from you this morning. We pray that you will be lifted up and pleased by our praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 139, God of Grace and God of Glory. Our first reading this morning is read by Joe, and that's 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 23. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 23.
Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I am grieved that I've made Saul king, because he's turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions." Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, "Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honour, and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal." When Samuel reached him, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I've carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." "Stop," Samuel said to Saul. "Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." "Tell me," Saul replied. Samuel said, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out.' Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul said. "I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought them back Agar, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder and the best of what was devoted to God in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal." But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king."
We have a song now. It's "All Hail King Jesus, All Hail Emmanuel," and that is song number 7. We now come to our prayers of intercession. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that we can come to you in prayer. And we thank you that you not only hear our prayers, but answer our prayers. And Father, we do thank you, first of all, that the second vaccine has now been accepted, and we hear that it will start to be rolled out on Monday of next week. Father, we thank you for this. We remember praying way back in February and March of this year, and asking that a vaccine will be found. And now, Father, we have two vaccines. And so we thank you for an answer to prayer, but also we thank you for those who have made this vaccine possible. And Father, we are mindful of the NHS at this time, because we know that doctors and nurses are either isolating or have COVID-19 or maybe some other illness. And Father, we know that the hospitals are short of staff. So we do pray for the National Health Service. We thank you for them. And Father, we do ask that you would sustain all doctors and nurses and all who work for the National Health Service, that they would be able to continue to do the work that is necessary. Father, please, we pray that the NHS will not be overwhelmed by COVID-19. But Father, we do ask for your help. We ask, Father, that you would cause this infection, this COVID, to go down. And Father, that it will not become so great that becomes even worse than what it is now. Father, help us, we pray, and all who are seeking to make that possible. We pray for the government and for the government scientists as they make decisions about the tiers and what to do and what not to do. Father, give the government and the government scientists guidance, we pray. Please give them understanding and help them to make the right decisions, please. Father, we pray for those who have lost their jobs this year through COVID-19. And we do pray for them. Father, many of them will not know at all what their future is. What will 2021 bring for them? Father, we do ask that you would help them and that you would guide them into new jobs. We ask that commerce will soon be able to get going again, that the jobs that have been lost will be brought back. And Father, we pray for those who are suffering mentally because of what's been going on this year. We ask that they will get the treatment that they need, but we also ask that you would watch over them and that you would make them stronger and healthier in their minds, please. We pray for families where jobs have been lost and there is a lack of finances and there is great concern about the future. Many have had to turn to food parcels and to food banks and to help from other organizations. Father, we do ask that you would meet their needs, particularly for those, Father, those single families with children and parents, a parent not knowing what to do. We ask that they would receive help and friendship and encouragement, Father, and that all of their needs will be met for a roof over their heads and for food in their stomachs, we pray. And Father, as we are in winter now and experiencing the cold weather, we think of those who are homeless. And we pray for them. We thank you for the organizations who help the homeless. Father, we pray that you would sustain them and that they would have all the resources that they need to help out the homeless, to provide a warm bed and shelter and food for them. Father, we do ask that in all of these things, that solutions will be found for those who sleep on the streets. Father, that they would be brought off the streets and into places of safety and warmth. We do bring these things to you. And lastly, Father, we pray for our nation, that in these difficult times, that in these scary times for many people, at this time when the future is not known, we pray to you, the God of the now and the future, Father, that you would cause men and women to turn to you for help, for salvation, for your guidance. So, Father, we do ask that you would bring good things out of this year, this last year where there was so many deaths and so many people who were in hospital and suffering. And still now, Father, as we're in this new year, Father, cause men and women to turn to you and seek your salvation and ask for your forgiveness. We do indeed, Father, ask that you would bring revival to this country. We do ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we come to our second reading, and Jeff is going to read that, and it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 8.
Trusting in the Lord. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favour with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones.
And now the hymn before we look at God's word is hymn number 42, Be Thou My Vision. Thank Joe and Jeff this morning for doing the readings for us. Thank you. And so we come to the message this morning. If you've got your Bible with you, if you could open up your Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and if you could also find 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 23, if you find those places and keep them open for later on. Here we are at the beginning of a new year. A year full of all kinds of decisions, some so small we will hardly need to think. Others we will struggle with, and they may even keep us awake at night. What we need is wisdom, the right thinking, guidance, and also peace about our decisions. I like what the first verse in Proverbs chapter 3 says, "My son, do not forget my teaching." The picture here is of a wise man teaching a young student many wise things. He says, "Don't forget what I taught you. It is good for you that you remember. It will help you in so many ways." Good, sound, reliable, wise teaching is good for life and good for health. That's the kind of teaching we find in the Bible. The Bible, of course, is God's word and wisdom. We cannot find greater wisdom than God's wisdom. It was his wisdom and knowledge that laid the foundations of the earth, that drew the sky across the heavens, that put bounds on the seas, that gave the sun and moon their instructions, and provides the earth that we breathe. No wonder the hymn writer penned, "My God, how great thou art." In this chapter 3 of Proverbs, there are two verses which are a great help for this new year and at any other time. Verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Why should we trust God? Some people say, "God is far removed from us. He is not in this world. He doesn't care." The Bible, which is God's word, has a profoundly different view. The Bible teaches the world belongs to God. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. He is kind, loving, and forgiving. And God says of himself, "I am slow to anger and swift to bless." God demonstrated his love to all mankind by sending Jesus to die on the cross for your sins and mine. God is the best person you could ever trust because he never changes. The situation is this: salvation is available to everyone in this world, male or female. It does not matter what color your skin is, or what culture you come from. God loves you. If you want to belong to God and follow Jesus, you can ask God to forgive your sins and ask him to give you the Holy Spirit. If you ask God for salvation, you are trusting him to save you, and by faith, you now belong to him. For the majority who are listening this morning, you are already trusting God and know this verse 5. Nevertheless, we need to trust the Lord with all our heart, not in a half-hearted way, and also to trust God's promises, which are for our benefit and encouragement. The second part of verse 5, "and lean not on your own understanding." There are times, maybe too many times, when we don't lean on God's wisdom and guidance. but we rely on our own human understanding, our abilities, our skills, and our experience. That could be when we're serving God inside the church, or whether we are outside the church. Earlier in the service, Joe read from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 23. There we learn about Saul, who was king of Israel, who relied on his own judgment rather than following God's instructions. So if you'd like to turn to that 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 23. The background to this story is the Amalekites were enemies of God's people. God's people, of course, are Israel. And in the past, the Amalekites had attacked Israel. And God, who is God of Israel, was displeased with the Amalekites and wanted to punish them. And therefore he instructed King Saul and his armies to attack the Amalekites and to destroy them. But not only to destroy the armies, but also not to take any plunder after the battle. And so they were not to take any sheep or cattle or donkeys or camels. That was the instruction that they'd received. When Samuel goes to meet Saul after the battle, Saul sounds very cheerful. He says to Samuel was the prophet, by the way. Saul says to Samuel, he says, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions." Samuel replies, "I can hear the bleating of sheep and the lowing of cattle." Saul explains, "We spared the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord." Can you see the problem here? Saul had relied on his own judgment and leaned on his own understanding. He had deviated from God's plan. He had obviously forgotten that God knows best. Samuel says to Saul, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Unfortunately for Saul, God punishes him and removes him as king and takes away the kingdom from him. God wants us to be more reliant on him and less reliant on our own abilities and judgment. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. The more we lean on God and his ways, the more we learn from him, and we are more sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In verse 6 of Proverbs chapter 3, it says, "In all your ways acknowledge him." We are to know God in every part of our lives, to allow him into every situation, to know him not only as Saviour, but also as Lord, to submit to his authority and to his guidance. The missionary Hudson Taylor said this, "Let us give our work, our plans, our lives, our loved ones, our influence, our all, right into God's hand. Not only is this approach pleasing to God, there is peace for us as his children. There is a lovely verse in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. Let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight. The last part of verse 6 is, and he will make your path straight. The thought behind the Hebrew word originally used is clearing obstacles from the path. So with God in every aspect of our lives, he will enable us to make progress as we follow him. Can we be confident that God will be our guide in 2021? Yes, we can. We have his word of truth. And Jesus said, I am with you always. We play our part by trusting the Lord with all our heart and leaning on God's word and wisdom and making him the center of our lives. Earlier on, I referred to decision making. A helpful guide when making decisions is it honest and righteous? Does it honour God or does it displease God? So when we're making our decisions, it's good to think about these things. Is it honest and righteous? Does it honour God or does it displease God? The chorus of one of the hymns we sing is this: as we face tomorrow with its problems great and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. Our last hymn this morning is 587, We Rest on Thee.
Love, Jesus, our Lord. great weakness feeling, and needing more each day thy grace to know. Yet from our hearts a song of triumph pealing, we rest on thee, and in thy name we go. Yet from our hearts a song of triumph pealing, we rest on thee, and in thy name we go.
Before we close in prayer, I'd just like to thank Jonathan and Catherine for their singing and their music contribution this morning. Thank you both. Let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. Father, we can always depend on you, for you are the dependable God. You are the sovereign one. You are Lord of all the earth, and we love you, Father. And we do ask that you would help us in this new year to follow you more closely and to love you with a deeper love and to trust you with a deeper faith. So, Father, we do ask that you would continue to be with us, as you will, of course. We thank you for Jesus, who died for us on the cross, and for the Holy Spirit, who resides inside us. Father, we do thank you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.